Well, Mark Jeeves, just Delta Sands, second start as a four-year-old, and he's led all the way tonight. Give me the story on this horse.
I purchased him from Yerby Stud as a three-year-old off the internet. Basically, so I'd run out of horses, and sort of took him as a pig in a poke sort of thing. And you know, his breeding was pretty good. His half brother had won two or three races, so you know, there was a little bit of a chance with him. Got him over, and he's a lot better horse than I sort of expected to see, which surprised me. But once he was starting to go real good, and then we just about had him ready to go to the race as a three-year-old, which was a bit sad. He decided to kick the fence. There was a little pony in the yard next to him, and she was getting into his tucker, so he decided to have a bit of a dab at her, and that put him out of action for about 6 months.
What damage did he do?
First of all, he just did a bit of damage to the back of his leg, and then he did a bit of stifle damage in the, you know, he kicked it again later on. He didn't learn from the first one, so a month or so later he had another go at her, and we sort of fixed the problem later by padding in the bloody yard, but it was a bit late after horse was bolted.
All right, now you got him to the races. He had his first start earlier this month.
Yeah, last Wednesday.
Yeah.
He's got a bit of gate speed, which you've got to try and use. And he certainly flew the gate out of seven last week and got across to the death, and had to do a fair bit of work, sort of running 2 minutes. You know, I think he's only about a 2-3 horse, you know, so, you know, to be honest, yeah, at this stage in his career. And, you know, that's about where he ran last week after doing a fair bit of work in the bruise and very windy conditions. And, you know, he missed the Sunday races, like everyone else, I suppose, but he was probably short of a run. And the run on Wednesday certainly topped him off for the day.
All right, well, how did he feel to you in the run? You know, he fought on pretty well. They came at him pretty strong in the straight, and he found a little bit.
Yeah, well, that's the sort of horse he is. At the trials, he's never run any time at the trials. He's won three or four trials, and every time he sort of won a trial, he's never won it, never run time, and he's never won it by very much. But every time a horse comes at him, he sort of finds a bit. So I might have to change a bit of gear on later, you know, sort of some pop-up blinkers or something later, so he can actually see the horses coming at him. But because I think if they come a bit quick, he probably misses them, and it's too late. Because he beat the horse, that Tony Peterson's horse at the trials last time down here, and she headed him, and he sort of fought back and got
the money.
Yeah.
It's been a long time between drinks. When was the last winner? Can you remember?
Bohemian Prince, I suppose, would have been the last winner I had.
That's a while ago.
Yes. He retired 2 years ago. That's why I've been trying to breed horses and had no luck at all.
Yeah.
I've missed the mares. I've had two mares trying to get in foal and they've all missed. You know, and I had one die this year, so
that's no good.
Yeah, no. So I'm not having much luck with the breeding. That's why I decided to buy one. Yes. I thought, let's go and get into the.
Could be the way to go.
Yeah, and I didn't pay a lot of money for him, so you know, he's a pretty cheap horse.
You've been in this game a long time.
Yeah.
And you've pretty much always had at least one or two horses to tinker about with. What would be the best horse you've had, and how long ago was it?
Oh, I've had a couple of good horses. Makita's Bull was a very good horse. He won quite a lot of races. Went to 3-4 company. Won 5 in Western Australia and went to America.
Yeah.
And the Hollywood Time won Globe Derby and went to 3-4 company.
Yeah.
Till he went sore, but retired him. But yeah, they were probably the two best I had.
How many have you got in the yard now? Just this bloke?
Just the one, yeah.
Just the one? Yeah. Is that enough to keep you busy?
Well, it keeps me and Danny busy. I help Danny with his horses too, so.
Okay.
Danny Blomqvist.
Yeah,
I stable with Danny, so.
Yep.
We look after each other. I sort of help do all his fast work for him, and he looks after the horse for me. So
beautiful.
It's a pretty good.
It's a good deal.
Yeah.
All right, mate. Well done. Let's hope the next one's not far away.
Yeah. Maybe go a little bit quicker next time, but.